Shishtha Moda Asra. Today's topic, I wanted to learn the Sugya of Birchas HaNes. Hopefully towards the end, discuss a little bit about the nature of what a Nes is, what it means to us, how it impacts us. But first, we start off with the Gemara, the Mishnah, in Brachos Daf Nun Dalet. Tells us there's a halacha of saying a bracha, thank you, a bracha when you see a makom that you experience the Nes. The Mishnah tells us, Haroa makom shenasa bo nisim liYisrael. A person who sees a place where a nes happened to Klal Yisrael, Omer Baruch Shas Nisim Lavosinu B'Makom Hazeh. That's the nusach lebracha you say when you see the Makom Kriyas Yamsuf. A number of nisim the Gemara goes on to explain. You see that Makom Kriyas Yamsuf, you say the bracha Shas Nisim Lavosinu B'Makom Hazeh. And the source, interesting source, the Gemara says that Amar Rabbi Yochanan Damar Kra Vayomer Yisro Baruch Hashem Asher Hitzil. When Yisro sees Moshe, sees Klal Yisrael, he says the bracha. He says Baruch Hashem that he saved Klal Yisrael. And Rashi goes on to explain all the nisim that occurred to Klal Yisrael. So this is the source that one is supposed to say a bracha of Asher Asa Nisim Lavosein B'Makom Hazeh. This week's parsha, we're going to get into the introduced to the Yud Beis Shvatim and the next few parshios, and all at the end the parsha of Vayechi, Yosef and the brothers are returning back from burying Yaakov Avinu, and the brothers get concerned. They say Vayu Achei Yosef Kimeis Aviem. They see that Yaakov had passed away, his nifter. And they were scared that maybe now's time for Yosef Atzad to take revenge. So what do they see exactly? The Medrash Tanchuma writes, "Vayura Ache Yosef Kimeis Aviem Umaro." What do they see? Ata Shepachta. What do they all of a sudden see that they got scared? So Ela Shero Be'eish Shechazu Mikfuras Aviem. They're returning back from burying Yaakov Avinu. Ero Shehalach Yosef Levarich Al Oso Habor. Yosef went over to the boar. I'm not sure how he knew, but it must have been a sign. This was the Yosef's boar or something, and he went over and he started saying the bracha, Levarich al Oso Habor, Sheshlichu Achiv, the boar that his brothers had thrown him into. Ubarich alab kamo shechayv adam levarich al makum shenasa lo nes. What did they say? Baruch al makum shenasa lo li nes, but makum hazeh, it was a personal nes. The Chevin Shiro, okay, once they saw this, now they didn't know why he went over to the boar. The Medrash tells us why he went to the boar. They didn't know this. So they saw that Yosef went over to the boar, and they saw Achshav Shemes Avinu, Luis Temenu Yosef. Yosef's probably building up, he has all this his anger built up inside of him. He's going to pay us back for everything we did to him. So they got very scared, and then Yosef said, don't worry about it, I have nothing against you, everything's going to be fine. So see the halacha here that brought down from all the way from Yosef Tzadik, he said the bracha, but Malkum Hanes. So Chacham Sofer asks two questions. Number four, he says, V'yesh Lodun, but my to ahachim shachashtu as Yosef, what they choshe b'ksherim, v'lo danu l'kaf schus. They should have said, why did they assume that Yosef was going up to build anger? He was looking at the pit. He was looking what happened. He was remembering the events. And he says, I'm so angry at my brother, I'm going to get them back. Why did they assume he was going to build up the anger? Why did they not assume he went to say bracha? They should have assumed he went to say the bracha. And there was no anger at all. Why would they choshe b'ksher? So v'gam liyashiv epsukim. Yosef have to explain. Levarach b'mokum habor she Yosef. V'heim lo baruchu. Sham, why didn't they say the bracha also of Birchas Nes? There was a Nes that happened. Yosef was thrown into a pit of snakes and scorpions. So they saw that Yosef was saved. There was a Nes that he should have said the bracha. The brother should have said the bracha also. V'heim lo baruchu sham. Gam Yosef shenasu lev levarach lo tzivaleim shivarachu gam heim. Why didn't Yosef turn around and say, listen, brothers, you know what happened to me. You should also say the bracha just like I'm saying the bracha. These are the two questions the Chassam Sofer asks. See, because the nace happened. Whenever you go to a makom, the nace happened, you should say the bracha.
But like you pointed out, it was a personal.
Exactly. So that's one of the answers. He's going to suggest that. One of the answers is, now what's the havamina? The havamina might be, I believe there's a Gemara somewhere, I don't remember where it is, that the shvatim had the din of a shevet. Even though they're individuals, they had the din of a rabbim. And we'll see later on, perhaps if a nace happens to an entire shevet, that's considered rabbim. So that might be part of the issue. So he answers, the first answer is, yesh li tein al zeh shtei tamim, two reasons why they did not say the bracha. Ha'echad, Dilma Davka Anas Yisrael Mevarchin, Vashvatim Danu Batman Din Benach. You only say a bracha when the nes happens to Klal Yisrael. And we'll see later on why that might be relevant. But when it happens to Benach, and they had the din of the Benach, which itself is a big discussion among the Achronim and Rishonim, whether or not they had the din of Benach or Ben Yisrael. V'lo Baruchu, Umatzinu B'medrash, so why did Yosef Tzadik say the bracha? If they had the din of Benach, why did Yosef say the bracha? So he explains, V'matzinu b'medrash u'b'shas kama pamim shenog Yosef kama chumrus Yosef yachiv. Many situations, Yosef treated himself differently. He took chumrus upon himself. And one of the chumrus there was apparently that he said the bracha of Birchas HaNes, even though he did not have to. So that's why the brothers didn't go over there. And that's why the brothers assumed, they didn't know that Yosef said the bracha. He did this bitznius. He didn't know what he was doing. He was anav about it. So they thought he went over to the boar to look at it and get angry and get upset, but not to say the bracha. Second answer, the Chassam Sofer suggests, Hasheni, Yesh Lomar, K'moshe Kasu B'Shulchan Aruch, Hanis Kala'el, Dafka L'Nes D'Shishim Rubo Yisrael Mevarchim, only when it happens to the Rabbim. This clearly wasn't the Rabbim, so that's why they didn't say the bracha. V'az lo hayu adayin shishim ribu yet. So that's why the brothers didn't say it. Now, this doesn't quite answer, well, why didn't they assume Yosef was saying it? Maybe the assumption right now is that even for a personal nes, which is against the Gemara, though, maybe even for a personal nes, a person should not say a bracha unless it happens to the Rabbim. These are the Chassam Sofer's questions and a couple of suggestions. One more suggestion on how to get out of this answer before this question, before we get to the real nature of the bracha, is based on the Ramban. Ramban says, quotes a famous Rashi al Torah in the Gemara and Chagiga and Shabbos. Rashi says, what does it mean, habor reik ein bo mayim? The boar is empty, and there's no water. Well, if it was empty, you know, then there was no water, of course. So no, there was no water, but there was nechashim, akrabim, there were scorpions, there were snakes, it was full of stuff. So Ramban says, im kein hayu nechashim v'akrabim b'chori habor. It must be that the snakes and scorpions were hidden in the holes of the pit. The brothers didn't know that this was there. Oh, shahaya amok, it was so deep, below yadu behem. They had no idea it was filled with nechashim akrabim. Why? Had they known, says the Ramban, she'ilo hayu roam osam, had they seen them, v'lo yazikul Yosef, and Yosef came out unscathed, hayu hadavar barulahem shenasal l'neis gadol. It would have been so clear, how could anybody live through this experience of being in a bor with nechashim akrabim? So the fact that they did not assume Vishut Tzadik Gamor, they would have realized he was a tzaddik and would have saved him. They wouldn't have sold him down to Mitzrayim, so they did not know it was dangerous. He would have realized, they would have realized that what a tzaddik he was. So it must have been that they didn't know there were nechashim akravim there. That being the case, that's why they didn't say the bracha. When they passed by the boar, there was no nes. It was just a deep boar, but there was nothing dangerous about the boar, so it wasn't a nes. There's no need to say the bracha. So when Yosef went over there, so Yosef wasn't saying a bracha either. What was the nes? He must be going there to build up the anger. And that's why they thought this way. That's another suggestion. But I think we could understand this machlokas between the brothers and not if we look at the nature of the bracha of this Birchas HaNes. The Shulchan Aruch writes in Siman Reish Yud Ches, which types of bracha, which types of nisim rather, deserves the bracha of Birchas HaNes? Number 6, the Shulchan Aruch writes, Yesh Omrim, She'enim Bavarech Al Nes El B'Nes Shehu Yotim Mimin HaKa'olam. Only if it's a nates, that's lamal melteva. Avoneshu minakaolam v'toldaso, something that's a regular part of nature, kigon shiboga navim belaila, ubali de sakana, the robbers break into somebody's home and somewhat of a danger, that's alpiteva. It's a nace, but it's alpiteva. Something like that, eino chayv levarach. There's no bracha on a nace that happens within teva. Only lamal melteva. Then he quotes the Yesh Omrim, maybe he should say it all the time, but he paskins, we always paskin like the first man damar the Shulchan Aruch, not like the Yesh Omrim. He paskins, you only say bracha birchas anes when there's mamish anes l'malam min ha-teva. Then you look in Shulchan Aruch Siman Reish Yud Tes, birchas agomel. When do you say birchas agomel? So we know the big four, you say birchas agomel. Someone crosses through a midbar, yore dehayam, if a person gets sick and then healed, it leaves the jail. Those are the four classical cases that you're supposed to say birchas agomel. Shulchan Aruch writes, hani arba lav dafka, not only these four. Hu adin l'mishanas l'anes, even a person who experiences anes, Kagon Shinafa Lov Kosel, a wall falls, O Nitzel Midrisa Shurvini Golsov is a wild ox, O Shamana Lov Biar Yil Torfor, a lion's going to attack him, O Imkanovim Bolo, Imsho Delila, all these regular types of experiences, Lav Dafka, those four, any experience a person goes through, even a Nes Al Piteva, would warrant the Birchas Agomel. So the Taz asks the question, why when it comes to Birchas Anes, we only say it by a big Nes Malam Nateva? When it comes to Birchas HaGomel, we say it on any nes, even a nes that's toch teva. So Taz writes a very important line, very important distinction, tells us the nature of this bracha of Birchas HaNes. Number 8, the Taz writes, Nir hatam de Birchas HaNes, niskan tosefes amas shayach le Birchas HaGomel. Birchas HaNes is something added onto the bracha of Birchas HaNes, Birchas HaGomel rather. De bedavar shuchutz le teva, le gamre, that's when you say Birchas HaNes, when it goes above nature. Legamri, v'chol hakol modim she'etz be'elokim hi. When you see the greatness, the godless, etz be'elokim of Hashem, that's when you say birchas anes. Aval, in contrast to hagomel, birchas hagomel, hu afa pi shenasa lo tshua, she'ef shu derech hateva, even though a person was saved, apiteva, wasn't anything spectacular, Mikol makom hu machzik tova lo yisbarach v'litlos v'hashkach. What's the difference? Birchas hagomel is a birchas hoda, thanks to Hashem for any amount of Yeshua a person might get, even if it's hashkacha pratis, even though it's al piteva. That's the nature of birchas hagomel, as opposed to birchas hanes. It's lemalim nateva. It's a bracha birchas hashevach, the praise of Hashem, the godless of Hashem, the etzbel kim of Hashem. So you only say birchas hanes when it's lemalim nateva, special events, as opposed to birchas hagomel said by any tshuva, any type of opportunity a person gets saved from. Now this opinion of the Taz that birchas hanes is about birchas hashevach is different than the Levush. Levush writes, in fact, that we'll just read the bold there, number 9, shetzarech laseh shevach lemakom al hatova. He uses the language of shevach. But it's al hatova shehitiv la'avosenu. It's a hodah. Even though it's called a birchas hashevach, it's a praise to the goodness Hashem did to him. It's a thanks. It's a birchas hodah. Now the Rambam writes in Hilchas Brachos, he seems to not distinguish between a birchas shevach and birchas hodah. We find many situations where there are differences. Birchas hashevach is you see lightning, you hear thunder, you see a rainbow. These are birchas hashevach, praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu's etzbelokim. A birchas hanes, according to the Taz, is the same thing, praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu's greatness. A birchas hodah is thanking Hashem for something not that you saw, but something that you experienced. Something you experienced like a nes, or even being saved from something al piteva. That's something that deserves a thanks, even though you didn't see something. It's something more that you experienced. That's a birchas hodah, is experiencing. Birchas hashevach is seeing the etz belokim. Now the Meiri has an interesting approach. The Meiri writes in Hilchos Brachos, in Maseches Brachos, that nisim elu shemavarchan aleim yesh omrim d'davka b'neis gadol. Only by Nes Gadol, as we saw in the Shulchan Aruch, deserves a Birchas HaNes. Hayotze Megiddo She'olam, something that's not Al Piteva. Aval Nes Kadon, a small little Nes, Kigon Shebalo Ganavim, O Gidu Dechayo Listim, Ein Mevarch Alav. When it comes to a small Nes, a person gets saved from a robbers, bandits, that does not deserve a Bracha. L'daiti, says the Miri, according to my own opinion, I think, Kol Nes She'ha'asu Li'yachid, Mevarch Alav, She'kol Nes Eitzel HaYachid Gadol. From the perspective of a yachid, any amount of nes that he experiences is considered a gadol. A Talmud of mine was telling me a few weeks ago, he was walking Friday night, and a white van pulled up, and they started screaming at him, and they got out of the car, and he just ran for the life. So for me, it wasn't such a big deal, because I didn't experience it. That was a little nice little thing. He ran, he was quick, he got off, and he was okay. But for him, he was traumatized. For him, that was a nes gadol for him. I don't think he has to say a brach every time he passes by, but either way, that's considered for him a neis gadol. So the Miri is mechalik about who the neis happens to. If it's a neis gadol, an objective neis gadol to the rabbim, so that deserves a bracha. But if it's a neis for the yachid, so for him, he should say the bracha, because for him personally, even though it's al piteva, for him personally, that's considered a neis gadol. So he has like two dinim, it seems, from the Miri. Now, this idea of whether or not birchas hanes is a birchas hodah or birchas hashevach has a number of nafkaminas. The Gemara in Brachos, number 11, says, Haroa makom shenasa bo nisim li Yisrael. Person sees the place where nisim happened to Kal Yisrael. They say the bracha. The Gemara, as we said, says, what's the source? We learn from Yisrael. When Yisrael got to Kal Yisrael on the Midbar, he said, Baruch Hashem Hasher Hitzil. So this is the source. So Marsha asks a very simple question. It says, Im tomer ha anisa de rabim nami lo mevarchinan el b'makom hanes. You only say the bracha when you see, or you're in the makom that it happened. Kitakasani haroa makom, when you see the place. V'yisra lo ba aleim el b'midbar Sinai. Shein kan nisim de Mitzrayim, v'lav de kriyas yamzuf. The nisim happened back in Mitzrayim. They're already far removed from Mitzrayim. So how is he able to say the bracha? He didn't see the makom of the nes. Says the Marsha, the Yeshlomer delechtam b'midbar bichlal nes hatalsam mimitzrayim hu. The midbar was a continuation. All the nesim continued. The man and the bear mayim and the nani akavod, all these things, I assume that's what he's referring to, was considered a continuation of the nes. So in fact, he was in the makom of the nesim that were taking place. It was all one continuous journey. The Rabbeinu Manoach writes on the Rambam Hilchas Brachos, Dechevin shahaya roa es Yisrael. You're right, he did not see the Malkum, but he saw the people who experienced the Malkum, the Nisim, Shenitzulumitfiasayam, they were saved from drowning at the river in the Yam. Kimoshaya Roa Malkum Hanez Dami. It was similar to seeing the place. Seeing the people is like seeing the actual place. But for Rabbeinu Manoach, it's about seeing. As opposed to the Marasha, it's about being in the Malkum. According to Rabbeinu Manoach, it's about seeing the person. The Miri writes, He didn't see the nisim. He didn't see the places. Similar idea to Rabbeinu Menach, but here he saw Moshe Rabbeinu also, who performed the nisim. Well, Akarish Baruch Hu, he was the agent of the nisim. That was like seeing the places. Says Machlokas, Rabbeinu Menach and Beis Bechir, the Miri, you have to see, but according to the Marsha, you have to be there, Bimakum. What's this Machlokas? What's the nature? What's the root of this Machlokas? So I think the idea is as follows. Birchas HaShavach, we said, is when you see lightning, you see a rainbow, you see something, then you say the Birchas HaShavach, you see Etz Belkim. So that's why Rabbeinu Menach and the Miri thought it's enough to just see the people. It's like seeing the Nisim. It's a Birchas HaShavach. But according to the Marsha, you have to be in that actual makom. You have to experience it. Now, you're not experiencing it because you're not there when it happened, but being in that location, you sense it. You have the thanks of HaKadosh Baruch Hu doing something. When you're in that makom, you're almost experiencing what had happened there, and you're thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for that. So there's an interesting Tshuvas Maharitz, number 17. Ask an interesting Shaila. I'll say the Shaila outside. The Shaila was, Reuven was home once, and he knew his upstairs neighbor was not home. He was out traveling, and he heard some footsteps above. He says, what's going on? I know my neighbor went out to overseas to do some business. Who's in there? So he climbed up, he went to the upstairs neighbor. He had the key, I guess, and went inside, and there's a robber. And the robber said, oh no, I'm caught now. So the robber started to choke Reuven, and he killed him. So he goes and takes all the possessions and leaves. Somehow Reuven doesn't die. He ends up living. So the question was, every time when he goes into his house, does he have to say the bracha? Because right above him is the location where he was saved in that nace. That was the shiloh that was asked him. He was asked to the Maritz. So Maritz answers in the tshuva, Hadavar Baru, the clear answer. Demokum shenaselo nace katani. You have to be in the place of the nace. Umakom lo mikre ela makom miyuchad. It has to be unique, to specialize where it actually happened. Vein Suffolk, there's no doubt in my mind, he writes, de aliyah chelek makom latzmo, it's a completely independent place. Velo niftar biyosa dar b'chatzer b'beis asher tachtav. It's a different location, it's a different makom than being in the bottom floor. Teidah, bring your raya. He brings a raya from our story of the Medrash Tanchuma. De amru chazal b'medrash sheyosef atzadik kishalach im achiv, when he went to bury Yaakov and nifna mehem lamod al piyabor. He went off to the side to go to the boar. Uberich baruch shasalineis b'makom hazeh. He went to the boar, to the makom of the boar, to say the bracha. Vaz amru achiv luyusamein v'gomer. The brother said, oh, he's probably building up all this anger. He's going to get back to us now. Vimkein, he writes, mid itzrich Yosef atzadik lefanos me'achiv. The fact that he had to go off to the side. V'lo birch sham. Why didn't he just say quietly b'chashai? While walking with the brothers, just quietly mumble something under his breath. Mashba debeinan mamish bimakom. You have to be in the place, in the boar. Vimkein mikol shekein, he writes, aliyah chelek rishus le'atzmo. So he writes, it's pashut then, and then the aliyah is completely independent from the bottom part. And if you're going to your house every single day, you're not going to have to say the bracha. Now, as an aside, it has to be 30 days since you passed the makom in general. But going to your house is not the same as the aliyah. That was the psak that was given. This being said, perhaps we could explain the machlokas, what the brothers and Yosef were not arguing about, but the different approaches. The brothers felt that it was really a birchas hashevach. All you have to do is see it. So they said, Yosef can't be going to the boar to say the bracha, because he could have just said it with us, walking along the way. It was a birchas ariyah, birchas hashevach. He must be going over there because he's upset. He's building up the kas. Yosef felt, perhaps, that no, it's a birchas hodah. You have to show the proper things. You have to be in that makom. So he went to the boar, he re-experienced it, and gave the proper hodah, and that's why he went over there. Maybe that's a suggestion as to what the debate was between the brothers and Yosef HaTzadik. There's another nafkamina. Whether or not it's a birchas hodah or birchas hashevach. Does an avel say birchas hanes? If he goes to a location where he experienced a particular nes, does he say the birchas hanes? So the Tshuvas Chaim B'Yad had this question, number 18. He says, "Sheila mishu onen v'avar al makum shenasa bones." A person's an onen; he's waiting for a relative to be buried. He doesn't do any mitzvahs. Ichayv levruche baruch she'asa li nes b'makom hazeh. Does he have to say this bracha normally? The onen's pater from all mitzvahs. Vim tomer the onen pater. Pashas is an onen's pater. Imhu avel imchayv levaruch alo. If he's an avel, is he obligated to say the bracha? Now, Pashas is, he should have to say the bracha because an avos chayv in all mitzvahs. So he brings a raya again from our Medrash Tanchuma. He says, "Tshuva ayin v'medrash tanchuma sof sefer vayichi al pi pasuk vayuras achi Yosef luyus temenu Yosef umaro ata shepachtu el shero be'is shechazu mikvuras aviim." When they were turning back from burying their father, ro shahalach Yosef levarach. He went off to go say the bracha, and he writes a few lines down. If they went back right away, meaning they were avelim, they were sitting shiva, they were returning from kvura. So even though they were Taras Avelis, he still went off to say the bracha. So that's the raya he brings. Then Avel does say the bracha. Now he doesn't explain the svara why that would be. The Stei Chemed writes in number 19.
But isn't there a difference between an Onin and an Avel?
Yeah, so he addressed Onin. He says it seems to be pretty clear an Onin doesn't say it. An Onin never says any brachas. But the question is, does an Avel? See, Paskins, an Avel does say the bracha, and he brings a raya from the Medrash Tanchuma.
Why wouldn't an Avel say
the chorus at all?
The Onin does have a Karas HaTov, but not if it's going to be B'Toras Bracha, I don't think.
And that's just like saying thank you. It's just the lotion of saying it.
He doesn't daven, and davening's part of davening is also Birchas Hoda. He doesn't say Modim.
That's like general.
Right.
Yeah.
So, the Stei Chemed seems to suggest maybe it's different. He writes, Kasef O, the top line of the Stei Chemed, D'lo Dami L'Shechianu. He's talking about the whole context here. It's very hard to find things in the Stei Chemed. But he's talking about the Birchas Hanes. Initially, he wanted to compare it to a Shechianu. He says, "Delo dami l'Shechianu d'hiskimo poskim d'avel mevarich mekama anfe." There are many reasons why they say an avel should say Shechianu. He writes, "The Yoser he thinks yesh l'demosa l'din halel she'ein omer bebeis avel." An avel does not say halel. Halel is typically a Birchas Hoda, and the fact that he wants to write like that, Stei Chemed seems to think that his understanding is that Birchas Hanes is closely linked to halel. Meaning, just like Hala is Hoda, and the Avel does not say Hoda, he's not in the state to give proper Hoda, so too he doesn't say the Birchas Hanes because he's not in the state to give the proper Hoda. As opposed to the Chuvas Chaim Biad, perhaps he understands it to be Birchas HaShevach. And if an Avel sees lightning, he's going to say Birchas HaShevach. He's going to say the bracha on the lightning. And if he hears thunder, he's going to say the bracha on the thunder. But it's the special Birchas Hoda that he's not in a position to say. I'm not sure what the halacha is by Birchas HaGomel, whether an Avel would say Birchas HaGomel if one has the custom to say Birchas HaGomel when traveling overseas from Eretz Yisrael. So when they return, I'm not sure if they say Birchas HaGomel during laning of that week. I'm not sure what the halacha is. So that might depend on this discussion. Now, we mentioned before the issue of Rabim, that when it comes to a yachid, a personal nes, a person has to say a bracha whenever he gets to that makam. So the Gemara says, Nisid the Rabbim, number 20, Nisid the Rabbim Mevarchinan, Anisid the Yachilom Mevarchinan. We'll learn through the Gemara a little bit here. The Mishnah is talking about a case that when a nes happened to the Rabbim, then a person is supposed to say bracha. If we see the Makom Kriyas Yamsuf, which of course the Rabbim experienced, we're supposed to say bracha. Now the implication is, says the Gemara, Anisid the Yachilom Mevarchinan. Does that mean on a personal nes, one is not supposed to say the bracha? We have a number of rayas the Gemara goes through. He's passing through this place, and Nafal le'aryeh, who's attacked by a lion. Asabid le'nisa v'isatzel minei, a nes happened, and he was saved from the lion. Also, the Kamed Rava, he told Rava the whole ma'isa. Vamar le'en, he said, kol emas dematis l'asam, whenever you get to that place, baruch, say a bracha, baruch, baruch, she'asali nes, b'mokmazeh. So that's a personal nes. Second story. Mar breder avina have a kazo bepaksa de arvus v'tzach lemaya. He was going through the valley of Arvus and he was very thirsty. He was dying of thirst. Asavir le nisa, a nes happened. Ibre le ena de maya of ishte. There a spring of water was created. A nes happened and he drank. Vesu, another story of mar breder avina again. Zimnechada have a kazo barsatika de mechuzi. He was passing through a particular city marketplace. V'nafal aleh gam l'pritza, a wild camel. Didn't know they existed, but a wild camel apparently was dangerous and jumped on him. It's parkele yashisa, and the wall broke, the house next to the marketplace broke open, and he jumped into the house and was protected from this wild camel. So kimati l'arvus, when he got to the arvus, where one of the nisim happened to him, baruch, he said the following nusach, baruch sha'as alines barvus uvigamal. He incorporated both nisim that happened to him, even though he's only in one place, he incorporated the other nis from the other place. And kimati l'ristka de mechuza, when he got to the marketplace where he was saved from the Gamal, he said, Baruch Shasale Nid Nes Begamal, and he also included Uvarvos, that which happened with the spring that was magically created. So we see you clearly do say bracha on a birch on a neis de yachid. So the Gemara concludes, Amri, anisa de rabim chuyama mechayv levruche. You're right. When it comes to a neis of the rabim that Klai Yisrael experienced in the midbar, Kriyas Yamsu, for example, every descendant should and has to say a bracha. When it comes to anisa de yachid, iu chayv levruche. Only the person who experienced it has to say the bracha, nobody else. We're going to get to a little bit later on in the next section about the yachid, the children, grandchildren. But let's focus for a moment just on the rabbim. Rabbeinu Yonah writes that chol neis she'eino nas l'chol Yisrael o l'ruban nikra sh'yachid has to happen to either all of Klal Yisrael or a majority of it. But then the Rush has a following suffix. The Rush writes, neis shel shvatim mahu. We mentioned before, what if a neis happens to just one shevet? So he says it's talay on an interesting machlokas in Horios, which we won't get into, but he says, man damar kol shevet v'shevet ikri kahal. If each shevet is called a kal individually, then sarach levarach, then they're each viewed as a rabim, 12 different rabims, if you will. But man damar, there's another opinion in the Gemara Horios that says, kol ha-shvatim ikru kal, ein sarach levarach. Each individual shevet is not called a kal. Only as a whole are they called one big kal. So in that second man damar, each shevet, it's not considered a rabim, then if it happened to just one shevet, that's not considered a rabim. But according to the other man damar, that each shevet is considered its own shevet, its own kal, then if one shevet experienced an ace, then they would say it, because that would be considered rabbin. Now this does impact many areas of halacha, about whether shevet's considered a kal or not a kal, but this might connect back to the machlokas between the brothers and Yosef. Yosef felt that he was considered a shevet, and therefore, even though at the time there were no rabbin yet, but he was a shevet, he had the din of a kal, the din of a rabbin, so therefore he said the bracha. But the brothers thought he didn't have it, the same din, or that therefore there's no reason to say the bracha. Now it's not so clear because Yosef should have said it anyways because he was a yachid, but perhaps the question and answer of the Chassam Sofer who asked, why didn't the brothers say it? Because wasn't Yosef a kal in its own right? So perhaps the Chassam Sofer's question was, since Yosef was a kal and he was a rabbin, the brothers should have said the bracha for the rabbin. The answer must be that's what he answers, that they were not considered rabbin. You need actual shevet. And at that point, there's no din of shevet yet. The shevet didn't happen until the midbar when they split up the degalim. That's when the din of shevet happened. At that time, there's no din of shevet. But I believe there's a gemara somewhere, I don't remember where, maybe in Brachos, that they had, each of the Yubei Shvatim had the din of a kal, even at the times of before Shvatim existed. Okay, another din that relates to this birchas hanes is a yachid. How do you define a yachid? So we brought the cases, the stories of the gemara, who's considered a yachid? That's an individual who experienced his own personal nes, and only he has to say the bracha. Now, there are some girsos, if you look at the actual Gemara, I think there's a Gra on the side and the Bach and Masar Sashas, all throwing in different girsos of, is it only the Yachid, or is it other individuals as well? So the Rif Paskins, number 23, in the bold, Anisa the Yachid, who, ubre, ubar bre, tzricha levruche, v'chuliyama lo b'tzricha. Not only the Yachid, not only one who experienced it, but his son and his children and grandchildren, all have to say the bracha as well. Rabbeinu Yonah says, "Hu mevarach she'asali neis b'makom hazeh, ubrei ubarbrei mevarach she'asali neis la'avosai b'makom hazeh." He agrees that there's a bracha said, but he changes the nusach a little bit. But then the Rashba says, "Ela kol yotze yecho ve'ein lehem hefsek mipnei shekulin kishutvin b'osaneis." The Rashba says it doesn't stop with the grandchild; it goes all the way down for generations to no end. So what's this machlokus? Whether it's either the person himself, the grandchild, or all kol yotzei recho. So there are two perspectives here. One perspective could be a different discussion, nothing to do with birchas hanes. It could be about how to understand the relationship of a father, son, and grandson. A number of gemaras that talk about bnei banim, harei and kibanim, the gemara Nivamos, gemara Sota. A number of sugyas, there's a Shulchan Aruch Ramah about this, about kibud ava'im, kibud zakon, is a requirement from a grandson to respect the grandfather. There's a Rashi al Torah about this. So it could be about that. That maybe Rabbeinu Yonah thinks that the gemara which says dafka the yachid, he doesn't think that the sons and the grandsons are like the father himself. There's a Gemara in Irvin also that we view that the son is actually mamish, a continuation of the father, and a number of Rashi about this also. The Gemara might think that the son and grandchildren are not viewed as a continuation of the father. Only the father experienced it, nobody else. They're considered completely independent. And maybe Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rif think, no, the son and the grandson, they're mamish like children, mamish like the person himself. And that might be the machlokas, how to understand the relationship of a father to a son and a grandson. And the Rashba's not getting involved in that. Rashba just thinks it's an issue that affects all the descendants to come, have to give the proper Hodah to Hashem. That gets to the next explanation. The other explanation might be how to understand the nature of Birchas Hanes. The Rashba, I think, certainly thinks that it's all about Birchas Hodah. Every great-great-grandchild has to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the Nes that saved his great-great-grandfather, otherwise he wouldn't be here. It's about Birchas Hodah. But it's about Birchas HaShevach, so there's a beautiful Lashon of the Meiri. The Meiri writes in the bottom here, Li Nira, Dafka Beno Uben Beno Mipnei Shehem Kein Doro. As if they're part of the same door. So I think what he's saying is, we said a Birchas HaShevach could only come if you're in that Makom, if you actually experience it. The other way around, I'm sorry. If you're Birchas Hodah, we said if it's Dafka B'makom, if you're experiencing, maybe it's the other way around then. If it's Dafka B'makom, we said that's when you experience the Nes. So that's why you have to say Birchas Hodah. So the Miri thinks that if you're the son and the grandson, you're still in that door, you're still in that Makom, you could really appreciate the Hodah. But the generations to come cannot appreciate that Hodah. They cannot appreciate the thanks to Hashem, and therefore the Yotzei Reicho would not say it. So I think what I'm suggesting, I guess, now is that they both agree, maybe, it's a Birchas Hodah. It's a Birchas Hodah. The question is, how far could the Hodah last? The Amir thinks it's only experienced within the first three generations and not beyond, as opposed to the Rashba thinks it lasts forever. But maybe you could say differently. Maybe we said that Birchas HaShevach is about Birchas Ru'iyah, seeing something. You see the lightning. You see the rainbow. You see something. Maybe great-grandchildren could see it. They experienced it. They saw what was going on. Once it's past that, you don't really see what took place. Now, even though the grandchildren didn't actually see the Nes, but Kein Doro, it's as if they saw it, and that might be enough of a Machayev for them to say the Birchas HaShevach. But if it's a Birchas Hodah, so then all the great, great, great children, even though they can't see what's going on, but they could still and should thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for what happened to the great, great grandfather. Now, there's an interesting discussion, the famous Chai Adam, about making a Sudas HaNes, a Sudas Hodah for a Nes. All at the end of the Chai Adam talks about the last section is Hilchos Purim. It talks about the Suda we have on Purim, the Sudas Hodah. And he says that any person, any family that experiences a Nes should make a Sudas Hodah. He goes on to describe that he himself, his family experienced a Nes dating back around 200 years ago, Tessayin Kislev. The night of Tessayin Kislev, which is in a couple of weeks, there was a tremendous fire, a terrible fire in his courtyard. And he goes on to great detail. 31 people died in it, and the wall fell down. It came inches from his daughter, and then his wife ripped her top lip, and her teeth fell out. Very, very gruesome details. And he goes on to say, after all this, I think that I'm going to make a tzava, bli neder, that all his children, grandchildren, and all the doros should have to make a suda sada, leil tezayin kislev, out of thanks for HaKadosh Baruch Hu for saving us and all of you who came afterwards. So if it's about Hodah, so it makes sense for all the generations to come. If the Suda is about Suda Shevach, so maybe you wouldn't have to make a Tzava for all the generations to come afterwards. Now the Shultz writes that that which we say on Hanukkah, Shas Nisim Lavo Seinu Ba'yamim Mahim B'Zman Hazeh, this is also based on the same bracha of Birchas Hanes, the same bracha that we say Leil Hanukkah. He writes, the Shultz in Parshat Vayishlach, V'chad Mati Yom Adishrach Shal Nisil Yisrael, the day comes when you experience a nes to Klal Yisrael, kigon Chanukah Purim, mechay levruchei baruch asher asa nisim lavoseinu bazman hazeh bechanukah al shraga bepurim al mirkum megillah shenemar vayomer Yisro baruch Hashem. So Yisro becomes not only the source of saying a nes of the rabbim and the nes vayachid, but the nes that we say, the brach of the nes that we say every night of Chanukah, is based on Yisro as well. So we see there's a strong connection of Chanukah to this discussion of nisim. So I'd like to, for a moment, discuss a little bit about what is a nes. What is a nes? What does the word nes mean? What's the point of a nes? What's the goal of a nes? The B'nai Saskar offers four different definitions, alpi pardes, each of the different levels, what exactly a nes is. He says, al derech ha-pshat, the word nes means a flag, a staff, that rests above a ship traveling through the sea. And the idea is that it's supposed to lead, guide, stand in front, above, so everyone could see the way the wind is blowing from the directions of the flag. It's meant to be a guide to remind us, a nes is meant to remind us of the guide, the leader, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's supposed to set us on the right track. That's what a nes is. Al derech ha-pshat. The Gemara in Yuma tells us that there are 10 nisim that happened in the Beis HaMikdash. And the Gemara asks, you missed one. What about the fact that the Aron and the Kruvim was able to fit in the Kodesh Kodashim, but the dimensions didn't make sense. It was a big nes. So the Gemara says, we only included the nisim that were external, that people were able to see, but that, not the nisim that were hidden. Why not? A nes is a nes. Why not just list all the nisim that took place? So I think the idea is because the point of a nes is supposed to be a guide. It's supposed to show us a flag, show us the right direction. So although we know there's a nes that takes place in the Kodesh Kodashim, we don't experience it. We can't see it. We're not going to be affected by it. So they only included the nisim that actually are going to affect Am Yisrael. And the Mishnah Rosh Hashanah tells us famously how Moshe Beinu at Amalek, his hands were held up high, and it wasn't because he was doing anything magical, because it was reminding Kadosh Baruch Hu, rather Klal Yisrael, to have their lave in a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And that's, the Mishnah says, they held the nes up with their snake on top. Not because there's anything magical about the snake, but by holding it up, it reminded them, it says nes. The Mishnah says the Lashon Nes, the Pasuk says nes, to remind them the nes is a flag, a reminder to focus your hearts on a Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's all Derech HaPshat. Derech HaRemez, he writes, the word nes, letters nun and samach. I'll first preface it by saying that when we experience a nes, it doesn't have to be supernatural, but it's most impactful to us, like the Rebbe was saying before, called tsara v'tsara. When a person's in a tsara, he's down, he's weak, he's going through a hard time, and then a nes happens, that's when it elevates us the most. When we're going through hard times, the nes really elevates us. So he explains that the letters Nun and Samech, Nun is for Nefila. Where's Nefila? The Gemara in Brachos tells us, Daf Dalam and Beis, that David HaMelech left out the Nun in Asher because it Nefila, he doesn't want to mention falling. But Api Ruach HaKodesh, he was able to bring it back. Someh Hashem L'chala Noflim. The Ruach HaKodesh, he hinted towards Noflim in the next letter of Samech. So the Nun is Nefila. And the Samech is Someh. To be Someh, when a person falls, it brings us back up. A Kadosh Baruch Hu brings those who fell. That's what a nes is, he says. A nes is nefila, but the samech is the somech. A nes is supposed to bring us out of the depths of the tsaros, of the nisyonos, of the weakness, the downtimes that we have. That's what it means, a nes, al derech haremes. Now, B'nai Sascha writes further in Igud de Kala that although a nes is lamal min ateva, and because it's lamal min ateva, rather, it only occurs to those who are lamal min ateva. Namely us, those Klal Yisrael, we can only experience the nes. Because it doesn't happen within Teva. It happens l'mal min Teva. Only those who are in tune to l'mal min Teva, only those who are davik b'Hashem, our neshamas are able to really appreciate the nisim. So the Sefer Yetzirah writes that the letter Nun is corresponding to their sense of smell, the reach, and the letter Samech corresponds to Shena, to sleep. Says the B'nai Sascher, that both those elements of smell and sleep have to do with the neshama. Right? The Gemara in Brachos tells us that birch sarech minayin, how do we know there's a bracha in the reach? Kol neshama telau kahal luka. Says the Gemara, ezu neshama, ezu hana shel neshama. What's the hana that neshama receives? Reach. Reach is the smell that goes directly to the neshama. The B'nai Sascha writes elsewhere, because that was the only sense of the five senses that was not affected by the chayt of Adam Arishon and Chava. So the neshama, the reach, are very much correlated. And Shana, what's the point of sleep? To have the neshama go back up to Shemayim, rejuvenate, re-energize, whatever goes on up there. But what kind of neshama we say in the morning, we wake up, and the neshama comes back to us. Sleep is for the purpose of the neshama. So both the sleep, both reach, is for the purpose of the neshama. Nun is for reach of nes. Samech, the second letter, is for Shana. That's the idea. So only we who are connected, Davik Ba'Hashem, our neshamas are so connected, could we really, really appreciate the nisim that happened l'mal minateva. Now, although nisim happened to us, we could experience them, we could appreciate them because we are l'mal min ha-teva, because our neshamas are l'mal min ha-teva. Many times we are able to, through Isarusha Desata, we could create nisim on our own. Through our own actions, we could generate nisim. Although the nisim themselves are l'mal min ha-teva, we could still initiate that process. And that's what Chanukah is all about. Ketush Levi writes, we say in Shemona Esrei, Val nisecha shebechol yom imanu. All the nisim that happen with us. What do you mean, imanu, with us? It should be to us, eilecha, imanu. Says the Kedushas Levi, because we create the nisim, our actions, v'chol hanisim, shebechol yom imanu, that we do, that we are creating. As opposed to v'chol niflos secha, doesn't mention imanu, and niflos are nisim l'mal matav that comes from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Nisim come from us. Imanu. We're the ones who are doing it. That's Pshat in Shemona Esrei says the Kedushas Levi. And that's what Chanukah is about. Chanukah is the Chashmonaim. They did all the actions. They fought the war. They decided that we really could have used the Nes, even though it was Tameh. We could have, but we want to use Nes that's Tar. So they said, we'll put the effort in. So Kadosh Baruch Hu said, you're going to start it. I'm going to finish it. You look for the Shemen. I'm going to make it happen. I'll complete the Nes. It's because we started. That's what Chanukah is about. The Achronim ask, why do we not say Sha'as and Nisim by Pesach? Pesach's all about Nisim. We only say it by Chanukah and Purim. Why don't we say it by Pesach? So Kedusha Levi answers, because Bizman Hazeh means Be'olm Hazeh. The Nisim of Chanukah happened in this world, Al Piteva. It was within this world, Bizman Hazeh. So we created it, as opposed to Pesach, where Lamal Minateva. It wasn't our doing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was giving us the chesed of the Nisim. But Chanukah is about Bizman Hazeh, that within Teva, that we created, that we initiated. And that's the theme of Chanukah, that we created, we create the Nisim. And Chanukah is about building self-confidence, about creating ourselves, finding ourselves when we're fallen, when there's a nefila for us, that Somei Hashem L'chol Noflim, that the Nes is supposed to bring us back up. We say, Masarati Giburim Biad Chalashim, we're weak. Biad Matim, we're small. Even though we are smaller, we're weaker. But if we put some effort in, Biad Torim, we're Tahor. Biad Oski Tzarasecha, Biad Tzadikim, then we could create it. If we start the process, we initiate it, we're able to create these things. The letter Samach, he says, Somech Noflim. The shape of the Samach, of course, is a circle. Allows us to come back full circle. That's what the Samach is. Even though there's a Nefila, we're Noflim, Somech Hashem L'chol Noflim, through the Samach, through that circle, could bring us back full circle. Pritalik writes famously that where the letter appears first in the Torah tells us a lot about the nature of the letter, in this case, a Samach. So the first place, the pasuk that Samach appears is, in the beginning, when talking about the different rivers that flows from Gan Eden, it says, Hu asovev es kol ha'aretz ha'chavila she'sham hazov, that the river circled around an eretz called Chavila. The Medrash says that refers to Eretz Yisrael. And she'sham hazov, the gold was there, that refers to the Torah. And the next pasuk says, V'zov ha'aretz ha'itov, and that place was good. The Medrash says that refers to sleep. So the Medrash asks, sleep is good? You're calling sleep tov? Sleep isn't good, it's a waste of time. So the Medrash says, no, it's good because it re-energizes us, rejuvenated, it wakes us back up. So this is the first context where Samach appears. What's it supposed to tell us about Samach? So Pritalik writes, same idea we mentioned before, that Samach is connected to sleep, Shena, like the Sefer Yetzirah writes. Samach is connected to Shena. So we see now there's a correlation, the word letter Samach, here in this pasuk, and there's a reference to Shena. So what's the idea of sleep? You're right, sleep is a waste of time. It's a nefila, it's a slumber, it's wasting time. But when we have a nefila, we have a downfall, a weakness, it's an opportunity, there's a cavity, there's an opening to build up, to be Somech Hashem L'chol Noflim. So sleep is good, even though it seems bad, and when you fall, it seems bad, we wouldn't advise it L'chachila, but we need to sleep, and sometimes we are going to face challenges, we're going to face these sorrows, but Somech Hashem L'chol Noflim, it's going to raise us up. So Samech is Dafka, in this pasuk, which talks about sleep, is the location where it appears first to tell us Somech to bring us back up from the sleep, which is actually Tov, as the pasuk says, which is actually good. And it connects to this week's parsha of Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu, of course, in the beginning of the parsha, falls asleep. He falls into this deep slumber, the tzara, engulfs, this darkness. He leaves his parents. He's all by himself. He's depressed. That's his sleep. He falls into the sleep. But what does he see? He sees a sulam with a samach. He sees the ladder. And he sees what he can reach. Right? Hinei sulam mutzav arta v'giya shemaima. He can reach the heights. And the pasuk says, when he wakes up, he says, Achein Hashesh Hashem b'mokom hazeh, Hashem's here, I know that. V'anochli yodati, I didn't know I was there. What does that mean? So the Mefarshim say, Rebbe mentioned this, I think, a number of times. Achein means the letters Aryeh, Kruven, Nesher. I knew that three of the four legs of the Kisa Kavod had these images on them. V'anochli yodati, I didn't know I was the fourth one. The Yud, Anochi, Aleph is Aryeh, Nun, Nesher, Chaf, Kruv, Yud is Yaakov. I didn't know I was on it also. So he fell into this sleep, he fell into this depression, this tzara, but the sulam, the samech, somech Hashem l'chol noflim, raised him up, and he realized the heights, the potential that he could reach. And the truth is, the Gemara that mentions the four legs, it doesn't say Yaakov, actually. It says Adam. The fourth one's Adam. It doesn't mean only Yaakov. It means each of us here. Our image is on that Kisei HaKavod if we realize that we also, anochel yadati, all of us, I didn't know. We could all say, I didn't know, I'm also on the Kisei HaKavod. There's no coincidence that the Kedusha Levi writes a Chanukah is connected to Yaakov Avinu, because it's the same idea. Yaakov fell into this deep slumber. He fell into this Nisayon, this darkness, this Choshech, and the Samech raised him up. So too, that's what Chanukah is about, in the month of Kislev, in the darkness, the Choshech. So how do we do this? So Nisim, of course, Shkacha Pratis, of course, is a tremendous boost of energy. But like a nice tish or a nice malav maka only lasts for as long as it lasts for, maybe the next morning. But it wears off after time. How do we continue the energy? How do we continue the growth? So we go back to that pasuk, the pre-tatik says, the source of samech. Why is it in the context of Torah in Eretz Yisrael? The only way to continue from the somech noflim, the nes what we experience, to pull us back up, the shkacha process to pull us back up, can only be continued and maintained, as the pasuk says, what does it mean, ha-chavila, that Sham Zahazav, that refers to Torah, says the Medrash. Only through learning Torah can we continue to keep up the energy that we got from this nes, from this experience, from this lav malka, from this tish. Chanukah in particular, of course, is the 36 candles correspond to the 36 mesechtas. So now's the time, as we're in the Choshech, we're experiencing the highs of Chanukah, or we have to take advantage of continuing to be makabel ourselves, learning more Torah. And through this, we're mirtz Hashem bizocha to the ultimate nes, the son nes, l'kabetz kal yuseinu, lifting up the ultimate nes and gather us all together, mirtz Hashem b'rei b'ri aminu, amen.
Amen.
I should have. I have 5 minutes. Let's try to think of something. Nafal Yavam. Just fall into the Yavam. And Tomech and the brother-in-law brings it back up.
Which is so unlike what we do.
And that he advised that?
Yeah.
And everyone finally said not to. He heard from...
black light.
Halachically, yes. But I was told, he heard a story from the Chavis Chaim that he would wait for his wife. His wife was out working. So how's the wife going to feel? He didn't light the candles and be out in the
cell. Well, what about...
So Sean Bias overrides that, he said.
So what about if your wife's home and you're not home?
Say the same thing. I'm not sure. But it became a family thing.
Right.
Because Sean Bias, the Chavis Chaim, apparently, again, that's what Refiner quoted from someone who quoted the story.
Oh, but he was saying, like, if you're going to, I think it's only if you're going to see this.
No.
If you're going somewhere, you're not going to be there. So, she likes it. And then that's it.
Yeah. So that there's a big discussion, because of the Fred Shulman's wedding, there's the back and forth what to write. And he sent out this card. Had the candle lighting. It's doing comic. I was looking through that culture shock and the instructor thought, yes, have someone light at home and you just won't be home. My finer didn't like that. He said that, how do you not like the family?
Interesting. Also, if someone said we were somewhere, the other restaurant we were flying, it would be nowhere near the house overnight. She said, we don't have a base for that one. Nobody lights. He said, we were told, we lit by the restaurant. And he said, waste of time. And he was... He was very different, yeah.
Which Rav Razin was this from?
From Degudah.
From Degudah.
They had that. I saw the picture. That's pretty interesting fact. Very.
Yeah. But again, I think we're after sees eye to eye on that also.
He also said you wait.
No, for which one? No, he says not to. He says you light the time. Whoever's home lights it.
Oh, so he says the same thing.
Yeah, that's something.
But I think that's what I was going to ask. should be, but it's not.
I guess it's different. I guess Rabbi Eisen is a pulpit rub, but Rabbi Feiner, who's a pulpit rub, is more sensitive to those things than a receptacle.
Well, that's the same thing.
Rabbi Eisen, right. Yeah.
Yeah, he said they were at the Schwab's house. Why we don't, he said, and he said to one guy who was there visiting from Lakewood, he said, what's the story? So we're having a yeshiva, and yeshiva happens to be, we're doing it up here. He said, you call your wife, tell her the light. Right now.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I did.
Have you? He said, no.